So this great festival today, the archangels, reminds us of the spiritual reality in which we live. And it's very easy to be focused and concerned only with the material world, but we live within the two, the material and the spiritual. And that reading from the book of Revelation helps us to clearly see the reality of the spiritual world and the battle therein. The battle that we know in Christ Jesus has already been won, but it's being played out in our lives day to day. And so these great spiritual beings who are called angels are here to help us. They intercede for us. They minister to the Father and they intercede for us. And these three, the nine choirs of angels that the church teaches us about, and one of those choirs is the archangels, and we have the three named angels, Michael, who is like God, Gabriel, the strength of God, Raphael, the healing of God. The only three names of angels that we know, and I think every year I say this, contrary to popular kind of motivation, we shouldn't seek to name any other angels. The church strongly discourages it. In the creation account, Adam was given the power to name the lower creatures. The spiritual creatures, the angels, are higher than us. We don't have the power to name them. And so we should respect the scriptures and the tradition. Because there are times in the scriptures where angels appear and they refuse to give their name, or they don't give their name. So we shouldn't seek to name angels. By naming something, it gives you power over them. We have no power over these spiritual creatures. But they are a sign of the Father's love for us. That they intercede on our behalf. They fight on our behalf. In other words, angel is a spiritual creature who has a mission of giving a message. And so we rely on the angels to relay the message of God to us. And we trust that St. Michael will continue to fight the battle for us. We can rely on St. Gabriel to reveal God's plan, God's mission in our lives in particular. And we can think of St. Raphael as the healer. If we know from the book of Tobit, the great work that Raphael did to bring healing to these different aspects of these people's lives. And one thing he did was heal the marriage, Tobiah and Sarah. And so in our world with so many troubled and hurting marriages, we can ask Raphael's intercession for that behalf. And so we trust in the powerful intercession of the angels, and we surrender ourselves to God's will as we entrust our cares to their powerful intercession.